Second down and four for the Texans as we begin the second quarter from Wimberley. Weeks is under center, and he will hand it to Cockerham, right tackle, 45, first down, breaks a tackle, 50, look out. No, that's Moss Carruthers at the 40, 35, 30. He's going to take it to the house, maybe. One man to beat, touchdown, Moss Carruthers, 58 yards, and the Texans are on the board.
Man, what an unbelievable run. We've seen some good ones, but that was a fantastic run. Hurdled two guys, ended up sidestepping, getting out, and a good block by number 20, Hayden Krebs, young man who had some big plays last week. But good run right there by Moss Carruthers, keeping his feet moving. What a big play. The Texans needed that break.
58-yard run. Stover the hole, and the kick is up. And the kick is good. 11:45 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 7, Llano nothing. You're listening to the Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com. Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Moss Carruthers gets the Wimberley Texans on the board first here tonight on a 58-yard touchdown run. Texans leading it 7-0 as Johnny Garrard gets set to kick things off for the Texans. What a run that was. Goodness, Carruthers may have earned him some playing time with that run. Garrard's kickoff is high but short. Taken at the 24-yard line. Looking for running room. That's Watson. Look out. Right side, 30. 35, 40. He's got blocking, 50. And hit out of bounds on that far sideline by the kicker, Gerard, and knocked out of bounds. Otherwise, he might have taken that to the house.
Yeah, they did a good job of sealing the left-hand side of the field off right there. The Llano Yellow Jackets did, and as soon as he reversed his field, you and I could both see it. About 3 yards into that run on the right, he had a lot of opportunity. Cody Charrington tried to do a good job of running him down, but the kicker ends up pushing him out of bounds.
Took it back all the way to the Wimberley 48-yard line, and that's where the Llano offense with Ben Walling will take over. 11:35 left to play in the first half. Texans on the board and leading it 7-0. The give up the middle, it's Greenwood, and he is able to step forward and dance and jig a little bit for a couple of yards, but that's all. Second down and 8. A lot of traffic.
Yeah, the interior part of our defensive line is, and those linebackers that just really, man, they attack the ball. Jake Cockerham, Davin Masur. Obviously, kind of led in there by Ben Garza as well. We were going to say his name so many times during the year, but they do such a good job against the run, and they continue it tonight.
Second down and 8. Greenwood has it again right up the middle, and he spilled at the 40-yard line. He's kind of tackled up into the air. I think that was Masur who hit him.
I think that was
third down and 2.
The old high-low right there. Matt Mitchell and Davin Masur kind of combined on him at the same time right there, and ends up where when your feet aren't on the ground and you're flying with the ball, it's sometimes an uneasy feeling.
Yeah, I'd have to be in traction after that one. Third down and 2 for Llano at the Wimberley 40-yard line. Big play here for the Yellow Jacket offense. It's going to be Greenwood up the middle. He's trying to push forward for the first down. The guy on the far sideline gave him a generous spot. We'll see where they put it down. I think he's about a half yard short as they eyeball this.
And, no way.
They're going to bring it in for a measurement, a rare measurement here.
It does look like he's about a half yard short. Those eagle eyes that you've got right there. I believe you're right on here. So we need to get the name of these officials right here and see if they can't give a measuring class to the
that's right.
to the rest of the. This is the second or third measurement in, I believe, game seven.
I think you're right. Hey, a reminder, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, give us a call at the office at 512-965-9969. Again, that's 512-955-9969. And, yep, about a half yard short. So it'll be fourth down here, and the Yellow Jackets kind of thinking about it, and now they're going to send their offense back out onto the field. They're going to go ahead and go for this thing.
Yeah, even at the 38, 39 yard, 38 and a half yard line, I guess here it's a play that you definitely know it's four down territory. Texas big chance to get the ball back though. I mean, this is if you're Ben Garza up there, this is the time when you say, you know what, I own this line. This is my line. Big Luke Snow. Looks like Big Ian Burnett in there, too.
Here we go. Under center is Walling. He's going to pitch it left side.
No.
Greenwood looking for some running room. He's going to be wiped out in the backfield. A loss of seven, and the Texans will take over as a fired-up Wimberley defense comes off the field.
Yeah, that was not the intention of that play. I believe that they wanted Greenwood to come right off of the left tackle right there, but he tried to spread it wide, and the speed of the Texans just said, no, we're not going to have any of that right there. So end up about a 5-6 yard loss.
Kind of funny. I was watching the defense run and jump and yell and scream and get excited coming off the field. And then Ben Garza's just walking matter-of-factly off the field like, another day at the office. So first down and 10 for the Texans. JoJo Weeks will once again go direct snap with two tight ends, so power formation for Wimberley. He's going to give it to his running back, Cockerham, who spins out of one tackle and is able to get it to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. Second down and 10.
He did a good job of getting it back to the line of scrimmage on that one. Hit about 2 yards back in the backfield and just kept powering, kept getting back to the line of scrimmage right there. So tough running, even though he didn't get any yards on it. No stats for him, but definitely a plus in the category.
Is this bug breeding season, or what is this?
I got in here earlier, and when I was hooking up all the equipment,
bugs away from me.
My daughter was in here, and she was walking around, and
she eat one?
She was looking at them, and they ran from her.
Second down and 10 now. Well, babies are pretty scary, I'll tell you that. Here's JoJo Weeks, left side. He's got it to Mitchell. He's got all kinds of running room to the 45, 40, 35, and down to the 32-yard line. That was a nice play out of that left flat to Matt Mitchell.
Yeah, good play. He just did a Matt kind of took that defensive end, stood him up a little bit, then just released him, and that defensive end went after JoJo instead of falling off with Mitchell, and he had nothing but 15, 20 yards of Wimberley Texan turf in front of him.
May have been a flag on the play. They're looking like they're somewhat confused here. Yeah, it's going to be a holding call against Wimberley, so back it up. Looked like they're going to mark it off from the location of the hold, though, so let's see where this ball ends up being put down. They're going to put it down at the Lano 48-yard line. That's too bad. I mean, Mitchell was absolutely wide open, but you never know. The hold might have been the reason he was so wide open. It'll be second down now and 3 from the Lano 48-yard line. Don't you hate having those big plays called back? They're frustrating.
They are. They're extremely frustrating. It's especially when you're kind of looking to establish that passing game.
And the ball's on the ground now as the snap to JoJo ends up on the turf. And he loses another 3 yards. So suddenly, Texans are facing a third down and 6 now from their own 49-yard line. Well, they're going to put it up to 50. Third down and 5.
Yeah, still, you know, going back to the holding call, I mean, that's a, I don't see how it could have been anywhere close to the play. Mitchell was so far open on that left-hand side that, those are the ones that, as a coach, those just, they irritate you because it's not nowhere close to the play. Why are you holding? He's down the field already. He's not going to catch him. Just kind of don't let him go, but, obviously not a case for a holding penalty right there.
So big third down and 5 now facing Wimberley. With 8:10 left to play in the second quarter, the Texans will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 7, Lano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com and by Communicare Health Center, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommunicareSA.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
Wimberley facing a third down and five now from the 50-yard line. Leading Llano 7-0. Weeks will go from the shotgun. Receivers all over the place. He's going to take the snap and look right. Screen pass. Martinez has got some running room. 45-40 and knocked down at the 36-yard line is Gavin Martinez. First down for the Texans. That's a good-looking play, Jared.
Yeah, that's Gavin's done a good job all year long. I saw in the paper that he's ranked, I think, in the top, I don't remember what it was, 15, 20. And I don't know if it's Central Texas or what it is as far as receiving yards and everything. So he's done a good job this year of kind of making do with what he gets and a good play right there to obviously extend the drive, flip the field right here. Texas down to the, 37-yard line?
36-yard line, actually, of Llano. First down and 10. Weeks will get it. It's a receiver reverse to Crowder, who cuts it inside and down to the 30-yard line is Colby. He may have tripped over his own offensive lineman. A pretty good gain, though, of 6 yards, second down and 4.
Yeah, kind of tried the old jump stop right there and ended up knocking his wind out of him a little bit, landed on his back. But good play on first down right there, gain of 6-7 yards.
You know, to describe Colby to listeners, when you're on the radio, you kind of have to be the eyes of everybody listening. Colby is thinking that he's going to score every time he touches the football.
Oh, no doubt.
And I got a feeling he's disappointed every time he doesn't score.
Oh, no doubt.
He gets that ball, and you can just tell his whole body has a jolt of electricity in it. He wants to score the rock, man. Guy Kipperus in the game now. JoJo Weeks going to take it himself. He's got some running room. He's got the first down inside the 25 and down to the 22 is JoJo Weeks. Nice run by the quarterback.
Yeah, that was a good read by him. Kate Stover ended up coming up on the inside handoff from the wide receiver, similar to what Colby did, except obviously not a reverse, just a jet sweep almost. But JoJo pulls it back down, goes back up the middle for the first down. So good read by him just to kind of keep those interior linebackers, those inside linebackers honest and not spreading the field.
6:23 left to play in the first half. Wimberley leads it 7-0, and the Texans are on the move here. Weeks will go under center again. He will turn and give it to his running back, trying to get outside. Right side is Kipperus. He's got it inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line is Guy.
And the Texans are anytime you gain 6-7 yards on first down every single time, that's momentum that you want to keep and continuing to carry. It really opens up the playbook when you're, second four, second and three sometimes. Coaches have a little bit easier time calling something maybe towards the end zone here down in the red zone. That's something that we've seen the Texans obviously cleaning up in the past couple weeks when they get down in the red zone. They struggled in the beginning of the year scoring down there. So good chance for Coach Warren or the offensive coordinator right here to really open up the playbook and kind of go for anything.
Second down and 4 now for the Texans. Kipperus again in the backfield as the running back, and JoJo Weeks is going to turn and hand it to him, but a nice job by the Llano defense to stop him in the backfield. That's a loss of about 2. They're going to spot this at the 18-yard line. Wimberley is glad that they got that spot. There is no way possible that Kipperus got back to the 18-yard line, but nevertheless, that's where the ball is going to be spotted.
Yeah, they ended up looking like maybe they gave him a forward progress of the defender or something. I'm not sure what that was, but hey, we'll take it.
Big play here. Yeah, third down and 5 now for the Texans. Ball at the 18-yard line. Weeks rolling left, trying to get out of the way of rushers, and he does. Still on his feet, going to carry it himself. 15, and he stretches forward. I think he's got the first down, down near the 11 or 12-yard line.
Yeah, looks like they're going to give it to him.
See if they... See where they spotted here, Jared. Yeah, they're going to give it put it at, yeah, that's good. They're going to put it at about the 12-yard line.
We're going to get another measurement here. You believe this?
How about that? They're going to bring the sticks out, but where have they spotted the ball? I'm looking to where, the, oh, they've spotted it on the far side. He's inside the 12-yard line. I'll tell them right now, that's across the way. This is a first down, ref. You don't have to measure this.
Well, we've
said my word for it.
Yeah, we've said all year that they just need straight microphones to us.
Yes, my goodness, why can't they do that?
Yeah, I don't.
It's very frustrating for me.
I know. I mean, I like to think I'm right all the time, except when I'm wrong.
That's right. We'll talk to your wife Jennifer about that after the game.
Oh, that will go the other way.
That's not going to be her story. I'm not feeling. Now they're seeing to make sure that little flag on the chain is where it needs to be, and now they're going to walk over there by the ball. I'm telling you, ref, it's a first down. Ah, they're seeing they're about 2.5 inches short.
Well,
how about that? Now it's going to be fourth down. Texans look like there's no hesitation. They're going to go ahead and go for it.
Yeah, no question on this one. They're going to give this give this one a go for sure. I see, just looking out there, I see one. You got obviously JoJo, who we talked about earlier. He falls forward, and it's 2 yards. They've also got the very, very tough running number 4, Jake Cockerham, in there. And I would not be surprised if we see number 25, Ben Garza, line up in the fullback position. We've seen that quite a bit this year as the extra blocking back. Looks like they're going to run twins, actually.
Yeah, they've got Cockerham in the backfield behind JoJo Weeks, it looks like. Mann and Stover are to the right. Crowder and Martinez are to the left. So they're trying to spread everybody out and probably going to run the ball up the middle. Henceforth, that's my prediction.
There it is. I was saying earlier, we need to get a trivia question going here so we can get people tweeting.
Tweeting their answers.
Now that I have figured this out.
Fourth down now. 2 inches to go. And whistles before the snap. Lano is saying that Wimberly may have moved. Oh, my goodness. Yep, it's going to be a false start against the offense. So back them up 5, and 4th and 2 inches becomes 4th and 5 yards and 2 inches. And there's a big difference.
Yeah, that definitely is going to change the play call right here. Coach Warren's kind of digging back into his list of plays right here, thinking, okay, change it up a little bit, but they still got so much talent on the outside. Cade Stover, Gavin Martinez, Colby Crowder, Wyatt Mann. The list goes on and on. Hayden Krebs has stepped up this year as well. It just goes on and on, those wide receivers. Matt Mitchell at tight end.
Putting it at the 17-yard line. Gosh, you know Doug Warren did not want that. Here's JoJo Weeks looking right. Looking right. He's going to take it himself to the 15. And he cuts it inside to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. JoJo Weeks, 18 yards, touchdown Wimberly.
Yeah, good move to him on his left-hand side right there, planting his right foot, going back to the left. Ended up getting him in the end zone, really. He took a shot when he was coming across the line, but he squeezes it in there. 13-0 Texans waiting on the extra point.
Bengal now will come in and try to attack on the extra point with 3:54 to go in the second quarter. Cade Stover, the holder, snap is good, and the kick is up, and the kick is also good. 3:54 remaining in the first half of play. Wimberly, 14, Lano, nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberly Texan football coverage on WimberlyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Johnny Garrard has it teed up again for Wimberly. Texans now with a 2-touchdown lead. With 3:54 left to play in the second quarter, Texans leading it 14-0. Shout out to my boy Miles. He might be listening tonight. Here's the kickoff. It'll be taken at the 12 by Watson, up the middle to the 20. And out to the 25-yard line is the Lano return man. And that's where the Yellow Jackets will take over, trailing now 14-0. You can stay with us at halftime. We'll let you enjoy the bands. Try to get some scores for you from across Central Texas.
And I forgot to tell you earlier, I got a gentleman who's going to come up here, Daryl Krebs.
All right.
The Booster Club president for the Wimberley High School, Wimberley Texans. The Athletic Booster Club is going to come up and kind of give us a little Booster Club talk. His son Hayden was
Sweet.
The one who caught the bomb last week.
Yeah.
And had a real good block down here. So he's going to come up at halftime for a couple minutes and kind of share some insight with you guys. And we'll drill him a little bit and see if we can't make him blush.
Walling the shotgun formation. If he's a Booster Club president, he's probably pretty thick-skinned. It'll probably be hard to get him to blush.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that's a tough gig right there, isn't it?
It is.
First down and 10, Walling will turn and give it to Greenwood right up the middle. Look out, 30, spins forward to the 35, out to the 36-yard line, near a first down. It's Mason Greenwood. He's an impressive runner.
Well, he's the young man that I was talking to the coaching staff beforehand, and they said that, look out for him. They could use him in several different areas. He may even run some wildcat tonight and obviously out of the backfield, some receiver, things like that. So sounds like he's kind of their dynamic player like Colby Crowder is for the Texans. So not surprised.
11-yard gain out to the 37-yard line. Walling will turn, give it to him again. Why not? He's got the 40-yard line. See where they're going to spot it. They're going to spot it at the 39, though. So pickup of two. It'll be second down and 8. Lano, I believe, has its full allotment of 3 timeouts remaining.
Yeah, they do. Texans called one earlier, but definitely 3 for them. 3 minutes, 12 seconds left on the 39. It looks like they're going to get about 39
yards. Second down and 7 now. Walling shotgun. Two receivers to his left, and Ben is a left-handed thrower. Hadn't thrown the ball hardly at all tonight. He's going to throw this time, though. Nope, he's going to take it and try to scramble forward. He's going to be stopped in the backfield. That's going to be a loss of about 4 yards. Well, more than that. It's going to be a loss of about 6 yards. They're going to spot this way back at the 32-yard line. So it'll be third down and 15 now for Lano. The clock continues to run, and you wonder if Doug Warren will call a timeout here.
I agree with you. I was going to say the same thing right here. You got to be considering, if you're Doug Warren, thinking, okay, if we stop him here, definitely calling a timeout just to give my offense a little opportunity.
Here's Walling. Now he'll turn and play it safe and give it to Greenwood. 35, popped hard by Ben Garza and company. So that'll set up a fourth down and 11. And now I believe the Texans have taken a timeout. We'll take it with them. 2:10 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley 14, Lano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Lano will punt the football now, standing at the 25-yard line, is their punter Brent Greenwood. Colby Crowder is standing at his own 30. Line drive punt, returnable, taken at the 34-yard line. Crowder looking for running room, has got the 40. Flag thrown in the mess. 45, he gets it out to the 47-yard line, and this is most likely an illegal block, I would assume.
Either that or holding, one of the two. It was thrown so early that Colby really had just caught it, taking about 2 or 3 steps. So either a block in the back or a holding of some sort, probably going against the Texans here.
Yep, it's going to come back against Wimberley, a holding. Texans with 2 timeouts remaining, 1:59 left to play in the second quarter. Doug Warren's team leads it already 14-0, and the Texans will get it first to start the second half. So they could really make a lot of hay here if they're able to get some points here in the last couple of minutes of the half. Weeks will have Cockerham in the backfield with him. Shotgun formation. He's going to flip it out left side to Stover in the left flat. 35, 40, and sort of maneuvering his way. Well, that was some other receiver out there at the 40. Stover only got it to about the 43-yard line. Pickup of three, second down and seven. I guess he got out of bounds because the clock has stopped, so that's good for Wimberley.
Yeah, I saw him waving it. Look, I didn't know if they were going to stop his forward progress beforehand and give him the spot or end up giving him out of bounds, but they looked like they gave him the yards and out of bounds, so we'll take that for sure.
Second down and seven. The ball is spotted at the Wimberley 38-yard line.
Yeah, trips right on this one.
Weeks may try to go up top at some point. Drops to throw. Now he's going to scramble right. Looking, and throwing back over the middle. It's caught. Caught at the 48-yard line of Lano. It's Stover to the 40. And down to the 38-yard line's Cade Stover. First down. Clock stops with the movement of the chains. And quickly, Wimberley to the line of scrimmage. Real quickly with 1:41 left. And they're going to go ahead and snap it. Weeks looking right. Looking, stumbling, throwing, and incomplete downfield.
Yeah, good play by Cade on that last play that ended up on the top side. He was the lone receiver up there and ended up coming back and helping out JoJo, scrambling off to the right-hand side. Caught that kind of hole in the middle of the field that you always hear about on the Sunday NFL channels and things, but ended up finding the middle hole, and big gain right there.
Boy, no doubt. And that stops the clock at 1:33 remaining. Cockerham to JoJo's right. Texans trying to score one more time before the half. Back to throw as JoJo flips it over the middle. Caught at the 25-yard line is Martinez, and he's going to be spun down at the 23-yard line. Move the chains again. 1:26 left to play in the first half. Texans have moved it all the way to the Lano 23-yard line. How about that?
Yeah, great passing right here by JoJo. Good job by the receivers using their hands as well.
Texans now may be getting ready to call a timeout.
Either that or Lano may have called that. I couldn't tell. I don't think they've called it yet, have they?
They're going to put it at the 23-yard line. There's a minute 20 left to play. Yeah, Lano,
it was Lano.
Took that timeout. Their defense is kind of reeling.
Yeah,
hey, we got company in the press box.
Hey,
here,
do we?
How
yeah,
about that?
We do. See that? I feel important all of a sudden.
I think the collective IQ of this press box room just went up 50 points.
Well, when the two of us went here, it wasn't very high.
No, the bar wasn't very high, was it?
It was not at all.
Texas looking good here at the end of the half. Jared, how big would this be if they managed to get some points here right before the half? And then, of course, Doug Warren's team will get the ball again to start the second half.
Yeah, good run right here. JoJo's had some good passes, good protection as well. We saw him kind of roll off to his right. Stover came back for the ball, so definitely what you want if you're Coach Warren, thinking, hey, we can put some more points on the board, especially now. Minute 20 left, and well within striking distance.
Well, here we go. Texans at the 23-yard line, knocking at the door. Weeks will look right. He's going to throw it down near the goal line. Tried to hit Stover again. Incomplete. The clock stops at 1:15. Still, it'll be second down and 10 now.
Yeah, tried to go for the home run right there, and you see it sometimes after a big play with the previous catch by Gavin. They kind of, not necessarily loosen up a little bit, but try to overdo something, or the after the timeout, thinking, hey, we need to make sure that we cover Colby Crowder on this play. You know, the scouts always say, hey, oh, cover the best player. Well, not always the correct way. We've seen Cody Stover get so many targets tonight from JoJo. Again, I think they had lunch this week together.
Yeah, evidently something. Here's Weeks again from the shotgun. He will turn and give it up the middle. It's Cockerham. He may have dropped the ball. The ball's rolling around in the secondary, actually, and it looks like Lano has come up with it. They certainly have. Yellow Jacket football is Cockerham and JoJo Weeks. I don't think they ever got the exchange there, Jared.
I'd love to tell you my eyes were still good enough to see all the way down there, but looked like maybe it was a little bit of a handoff problem. Looked like maybe Jake kind of kicked it forward a little bit. JoJo may have not been fully decided on whether to hand or go, but either way, Lano takes over the ball. Minute 9 seconds left. So Texans defense has got to do a good job right here, keeping them now out of stealing the momentum that was just gained by the Texans offense.
Ball is at the Lano 16-yard line. We'll see if the Yellow Jackets of Craig Slaughter will try to do anything fancy here late. Walling will turn and give it to Greenwood. Greenwood makes a move, and now he's got some open field to the 30. Look out, he's at the 40, and finally brought down, but not before he gets it all the way out to the 43-yard line with a minute left. The clock stops to move the chains. Greenwood has injected some life into this Lano offense now.
Man, that's what I was just talking about, that as a head coach, that's what you don't want to happen, is to obviously give them the short field with a minute left.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. They're going to give it to Greenwood again, right up the middle. Not as much luck this time. Picks up a couple of yards. It'll be second down now. They're going to give him 4 yards on that, and they're going to go ahead and call a timeout. Is Lano. We'll take it with them. Wimberley 14, Lano nothing. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Second down and 5. Lano has it at its own 48-yard line with 44 seconds left to play in the first half. Yellow Jackets now with only one timeout remaining. Walling under center. Two tight ends. Back to throw. Looking right. Looking long. Throwing right and long. And it's up in the air and caught by Watson. Near the far sideline and down at the 25-yard line is Anthony Watson. Actually, they're going to spot it at the 23 of Wimberley now. 38 seconds remaining. Clock has stopped as they move the chains. Again, Lano has one timeout remaining. Texans trying desperately not to give up any late points here. Lano on the move. Walling back to throw. Looking, pressure, and he's going to be brought down at the 26-yard line. It'll be second down now and 12, and let's see if Lano tries to take their last time out. No, they don't. 14 seconds remaining. They're going to quickly snap the ball. Walling is going to down the ball now and stop it on his own. That'll bring up a third down and 13 now with 11 seconds left to play in the first half. Yellow Jackets running out of options here, Jared.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd like to say that before the game I got here early and did my research and everything. But
which you did.
I don't – I wasn't – I guess I didn't watch to see the Lano kicker. I don't know if their thought is maybe get about, 7-10 yards, see if he can kick a long one. I don't know if he can do that or not, but maybe two-down territory.
Walling under center, drops to throw, looking right, throwing right, down the field. There's contact, but no flags, and incomplete as he overshot Watson on that far sideline. So it's going to be fourth down now in 13.
Yeah, they're going to have to go for
it here. From the 26, it'll be about a 42, 43-yarder, so they're going to go ahead and go for it with 7 seconds remaining in the half. Walling shotgun. Max protection. Back to throw. Looking, trying to set up a screen. He throws it out right side and incomplete. And then he just got smashed in the backfield. 2 seconds remaining. Texans will take over.
Yeah, Texans did a good job right there of holding off from the big plays that they did have right there and shutting them down. Obviously, any little bit closer, 10, 12 more yards, they possibly would have had a chance to either put some points on the board, kick a field goal, or even run it in for a touchdown. So good job by the Wimberley defense right there. Cody Charrington made a good play on that outside. And then, of course, there's too many of them to name that were in the backfield on that screen pass pressure in there. So good job right there. Turnover on downs. I probably imagine they're just going to kneel it, take 14-0 lead into half.
See what they do here. Yep, looks like victory formation is JoJo Weeks will take the snap from center. And he will kneel the ball down, and our first half has come to an end. 14 for Wimberley, nothing for Llano. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcast comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.